Our next guest played in a lot of games, playoff hockey, Stanley Cups, two Olympics, and he will be in town on Saturday. You can meet Theo Fleury at Pro-Am Sports Saturday afternoon, 2 to 3. They're having a signing there. Theo joins us now. Theo, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. As a guy who's a two-time Olympian, who knows the pressure and the excitement of it, do you still get pretty amped up watching these games?
Well, I wish I was playing. It's easier to play than it is to watch. So, you know, obviously the game today is, you know, one of those games where, you know, those teams are hanging around and hanging around and hanging around, and, you know, and the more time goes by and it gets down to 7, 8, 6, 5 minutes, then, you know, then it's a crapshoot from there. So, you know, obviously the Latvians played probably one of the greatest games they've ever played in the history of playing hockey. And, you know, their goalie was amazing, which, you know, also can happen in a one-game showdown is your goalie can steal a game for you. So, you know, I think that's what happened today. And, you know, it was a great effort by the Latvians. And but glad we were able to pull it out and move on.
Theo, you were, you know, a guy who averaged a point a game in his career. When you were at 98 and even in 2002, you were an offensive guy. You were playing with Nieuwendyk and Sakic on the top line in 1998. So there's all expectations on every guy in those teams to score. But in a short tournament, you know, guys in the NHL, you could probably have went 4 or 5 games without a goal, and it doesn't seem to have as much magnitude as if suddenly you go 4 or 5 games in the Olympics. Can you talk about the offensive mindset of guys in this tournament and how it can fluctuate confidence-wise so quickly?
Well, you know, the ultimate goal is to win a gold medal, and however you achieve that doesn't really matter. You know, when you play for Team Canada, it doesn't matter if you're a point-a-game guy or, you know, a guy that averages 2 or 3 points a game. You know, the bottom line is there's a system in place that everybody's expected to play. And, you know, the other team's trying to win too, right?
Yep.
You know, and when you're playing the European teams on the big ice surface, and they know that they have less skill than you, then they are going to play a very conservative game. They're going to line up 5-4 guys, sometimes 5 guys, you know, across the goal line, which makes it extremely hard for you to penetrate if you're the best player in the world. And the bottom line is we're in the semifinals. You know, every game is a new game. Every score sheet starts with zeros on it. And, you know, you guys need something to report about. You guys need something to talk about. And so because, you know, all of our offensive guys are struggling, you know, it makes for great copy. It makes for great radio. It makes for great TV. And, you know, because we have way more radio coverage and social media coverage and TV coverage now, you know, we have 4 or 5, you know, 24-hour sports stations that need stuff to, you know, to talk about. So what are they going to talk about? Well, we're going to talk about Canada's lack of scoring. But guess what? We're in the semifinals, right? So, you know, does it really matter at that point? And I think that the game on Friday will be a game of enormous magnitude. And, you know, we have always prided ourselves on finding someone or somebody who can be the hero, and I don't see that changing on Friday at all.
Theo Fleury joins us, a two-time Olympian. He'll be in town at Pro-Am Sports on Saturday from 2 to 3, an autograph sign, a chance to meet him, talk about his on-ice and off-ice exploits. I know, Theo, maybe more popular now, all you do, you know, off the ice, maybe more than ever were as a player, which is outstanding. And going back to, we'll get to that off-ice stuff in a sec, but going back to, you know, the players and how exciting it is to watch as a guy, I know players never take for granted, and Canada dominated the game today. The goaltender just was lights out. But when it's Latvia, and now it's the Americans, there's a bigger rivalry. Canada, I think U.S. right now is the biggest rivalry we have. naturally just easier to get up for? You talked about because you know that they're not going to play that passive, boring style. There's going to be more body contact, I think, in the game on Friday than there is. As a player, that just has to be an even easier game to be ready for than getting up against Latvia.
Well, it's an easy game for the coach to coach as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those cases where just open the gate and let the guys go and play. You know, it's a one-game showdown to have an opportunity to play for a gold medal. You know, let your best players be the best players. Give them, you know, don't give them a whole lot of information, but just let them do what they do best. You know, we've all prepared ourselves for those moments in the games, whether we're playing in Stanley Cup finals or Olympic, you know, ice hockey tournaments. The reason why we're there is because we're the best. And so let the guys be the best. And you know, we know what we have to do. You know, go and have some fun. You know, enjoy the moment. You know, you get maybe one or two chances to play in an Olympics. And you know, if you allow the pressure to get to you, you're not going to enjoy the experience of playing in the Olympics. But if you can go out there and have fun, enjoy yourself and experience the moment, then I think the pressure, there is no pressure. You know, if you just go out and do what you do, you've always done.
Was there a difference between the Olympics for you, Theo, and, you know, you were in Stanley Cup Finals, you won a cup in 89, because you won it for Calgary and your teammates then, whereas when it's Canada, it's the country and the patriotism. Is there that much of a difference in the feeling as a player in those games?
Well, I think you have a closer bond with your teammates when you win a Stanley Cup, because it's over basically 12 months that you're preparing, you know, for that opportunity to win a Stanley Cup. And there's a different process in the winning formula. And, you know, the Olympics is totally different. You know, you're playing with guys you've never played with before. You're in a short tournament. There is no best of seven games, right? So there's a lot of differences between the two. Can you pinpoint one being extra special than the other? No. Winning is winning, and it doesn't matter if it's Stanley Cup or gold medals or Canada Cups or World Juniors or Memorial Cups or whatever it is. You know, there's a lot of guys that have gone their whole entire careers and never won anything. So, you know, you play for opportunities to win, and when you're in those winning situations, you know, that's why you play the game. That's why we get paid the money that we get paid, is because, you know, we expect every year that we're in the playoffs. We expect every Olympics that when we're there, we're going to win a gold medal. Canada does not play for silver and bronze, despite what everybody might say. We only play for gold, and anything other than a gold medal is a huge disappointment for everybody. So, you know, it is, and it's a hard question to answer, because, you know, all those championship teams that I've been a part of are every bit extra special to me than anything I ever accomplished, you know, in hockey. So
you know, there's so much focus in a short tournament. It's very different, and I'm sure there isn't a comparison, but you're lucky enough to be a part of both, and that's obviously the best one. I want to ask you one last one as a fan now, because you're a fan of hockey. Are you a superstitious guy at all when you watch the games? Like, do you wear Canada colors when you're watching the games, and are you pacing around, or can you sit back and analyze the game? What do you do?
Well, I think I just enjoy it for what it is, you know. Obviously, you know, you want Canada to win because you've always been a part of it, but you know, I'm the kind of guy that has a really difficult, hard time watching, because, you know, I would rather be on the ice playing and contributing that way as opposed to watching and being a fan. But, you know, unfortunately, a long time ago, my body said, you know, you can't play anymore. So, you know, you're going to have to watch and be a fan. So I don't get too caught up in the whole thing, other than, you know, my heart is always with Canada, and I'm cheering for Canada and hope they win. And, you know, there were some nervous times for me, especially watching the game today, where there were certain situations where, you know, I felt you know, I put myself in that situation and was hoping that that guy would, you know, score that big goal. And, you know, obviously Weber did that for Canada late in the game. So it's a fun tournament. It's great to watch. And I think the game on Friday will be, maybe one of the greatest games we'll ever see. So
I hope so. I love rivalry games. It's enjoyable as a fan to watch.
Yeah, and the Swedes and the Finns will be all over the game too. So they don't like each other either. So.
No, it's fun. Adds to it when the Swedish coach picks them to lose in the quarterfinal, so makes it even better. Theo Fleury joins us. Theo, you're in town on Saturday, and you know you've become such a huge advocate, of course, for sexual abuse. You were very open about your experiences. Everybody's read your book; they've seen the TV show and stuff. And it's a fight that I know you're very passionate about. I follow you on Twitter. You know, it's not something that you just kind of did once or twice. You're a huge guy who's really trying to break down the doors and get the government to change a lot of their laws and everything like that. You come into these signings now, and I'm wondering, is it more people want to meet Theo Fleury, the person, rather than Theo Fleury, the hockey player, because of how open you've been about your life?
Well, I hope it's because they want to meet Theo Fleury, the person. You know, I think, you know, I haven't played a game in the NHL in, you know, a long time. And, you know, we've tried to transition, you know, the Fleury 14 brand as a brand that, you know, you can touch, feel, talk to, get a picture with, have a conversation with, you know, because we feel it's really important that people find that courage and that strength and that hope in the story, that they find their own voice and start their own healing process. So, you know, I hope they come because it's, you know, because of the story. And, you know, obviously, I was blessed to play a great sport and excel at it and have some great moments. But I really believe that the reason why I was put on this earth is for the work I'm doing today. And obviously, hockey was the avenue and allowed me to have a very large voice today, you know, in the cause and in the fight. And we try to help people every day as much as we can. And the more people that find their voices, the louder it gets and the bigger impact it has. So, you know, basically we're giving people permission to come up to the table and tell us our story, tell us your stories. And you know, hopefully it pushes you towards that process of healing and getting the help that you need, because it's available and it's out there and it is possible.
Now, I know Pro-Am Sports, they have some things that they can, if you don't have a Theo Fleury picture that you want, you can get it signed. They have them available there. I got a text from a guy wondering if you remember a gentleman from Penticton. His name was Grandpa Roy, who had your autograph tattooed on his arm. Is that the strangest thing you've ever seen?
Yeah, Roy is having a tough time. You know, he's got a lot of physical ailments and we say hello to each other on Facebook every day. And he was recently at a speaking engagement I had in Merritt, BC. So we try to stay close to one another and support each other. And he's a good guy.
Well, Theo, always good to get your insight on the Olympics and keep up the great work, what you're doing to help people try to find their own voice, as you say. And I know a lot of people, we got a lot of texts, everybody's excited. A lot of people bringing their kids to meet, as they say, their favorite player growing up on Saturday at Pro-Am Sports. So I appreciate your time.
I can't believe that people are actually saying that and I'm coming to Edmonton. So that says a lot about, the way that I played the game, and I appreciate I thought the neatest thing was when I made the comeback in 2009 and, you know, the last game of that comeback, I played in Edmonton and kind of got a mini standing ovation and the fans cheered. So I felt, it made me feel really good. So I'm looking forward to the opportunity to meet, as many people in Edmonton on Saturday as can come out and see me. So appreciate that.
Well, I know a lot of fans respected you as a player. They might not have liked you, but they definitely respected you as an Oiler fan and definitely respect you more as a man and a human now, Theo. So I appreciate it. Good talking to you again.
You too. Thanks very much.